Vishnu Bhakti Vedanta Gosvami Maharaj ki jai. Jayam Vishnu Pada Panamans Puritaji Kacharya Astodis Satishi Shriman Shri Bhakti Pragyanti Shri Gosvami Maharaj ki jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Mahabhagavat Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Sri Satchidananda Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Sri Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Srila Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Rupa Nuga Guru Bhaga ki jai. Sri Gauri Vedanta Charja Srila Baladeva Guru San Prabhu ki jai. Sri Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur ki jai. Shri Narottam Srinivas Shyamananda Prabhu Chaya ki jai. Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu ki jai. Shri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sattva Swami Prabhu ki jai. Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Govardhan Dwarasavanamika Shri Braj Mandala Dham ki jai. Dadasupavana ki jai. Shri Sham Kunda Radha Kunda Tulsi Bhakti Jamana Ganga Devi ki jai. Jagannath Paladev Subhadra Sudarshan Prabhu ki jai. Bhakta Pravada Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Bhakti Vidyam Vinasana Kari Shina Shringa Bhagavan ki jai. Charudam Charu Sampradaya Charu Chari ki jai. Akramat Raj Shri Chaitanamat ki jai. Ora Ananya Sakamat Samoha ki jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Samagata Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikayai Twadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo namah. Yam pravrajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahaka tadavajuhava putreti tanmayataya tadavobanedus tam sarvabhuta vidayam Muni manatosmi bhaktya vainaya parada lakshai chiptasya kamari taranga marye kripamaitvam sharanam prapadyam vrinde namaste Charanaravindam. Tavaivasmi, tavaivasmi, najivamitam vinam. Iti vigyaya radhe, tam nayamam charanam pike. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astodita Satashri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astodita Satashri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosami Maharaj. To all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. We're continuing our Anusilanam, which is superior to study of Sri Jayavadharma. Srila Gurudev said, don't study, don't read, but do anushilanam with the book and humble entreaty to the book with engaging our body, mind, words in trying to attain Krishna under the guidance of Sri Guru with constant endeavor. So Babaji Mahasaya is the spiritual master, and now he's receiving his old disciple and new disciple, Brajanath, and his uncle Bijay Kumar. And Bijay Kumar is asking, now we've heard from you about Shuddha Bhakti, and now I want to be able to enter that. I want to be able to enter Sadhan Bhakti so that I can attain perfection. So please, if you feel that we're qualified, enlighten us as to the 64 limbs of Shuddha Bhakti or Sadhana Bhakti, so that we can easily enter into Shuddha Bhakti. So he said, now I will tell you the 64. The first 10 of which are the preliminary stages, the second of which are the prohibitive injunctions, the second 10 of which are prohibitive. And between the 10 positive and the 10 prohibitive, these 20 are the entrance into the temple of bhakti. Then after this comes the following. 20, that means 44 remaining. Within that 44, there are instructions on avoiding offenses to the deities. So now we're reviewing the 64 limbs of bhakti. First, we'll continue from where we left off yesterday, which was no question yet. You want to ask a question? I will be. I have to make it harder though, because first we're going to do from 41 to 64. And then I'll ask questions about all 64 after asking questions about 41 through 64. So, number 41 is viewing the murti with devotion. And if we see Sri Murti means the divine form of the Lord. It doesn't mean the statue. Just like the deity doesn't mean the marble statue on the altar. It means the divine form of the Lord, who makes himself look like he's made of material qualities, just so that he could accept our service. Prabhupada said, if Krishna took his universal form, then how much cloth would it take to dress him? So he appears in a suitable form for accepting service, in his original form. So number 41 is viewing Sri Murti with devotion. And if I don't have the devotion, then I offer suitable prayers to attain that devotion, like the prayers in the songbook, the Mangalarti prayers. Then having darshan of aarti and festivals. So now you all already know, really, these 64 limbs. So why are we discussing them? Number one, it gives us precision in sharing with others. That is, why do you go to aarti? Well, it's stated in such and such a scripture. You can explain, of course, who the deity is, but also what the prameya is. Prameya means the body of shastra that's accepted by our disciplic succession, which contain the truth. So it gives us precision in preaching. And it also makes us remember that this is one of the limbs of bhakti. Oh, I don't really feel like going to aarti today. But no, it's one of the limbs of bhakti. I have to take darshan of aarti and festivals. Then hearing about the names, forms, quality, pastimes, so it's for ourselves and for others. Hearing, 43. Hearing about the names, forms, qualities, pastimes, etc. of Sri Hari. So you can tell somebody that there are some great sages who met the spiritual master, is a great sage. His disciples even met the literary incarnation of the God. And in their discussions, which appeared as a trance, in the trance of the great saint Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is one of the associates of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, in this conversation, it's stated with reference to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami that these are the 64 items of Shuddha Bhakti, by performing which, in this way, we sound authoritative. Does that make sense? Yep. Then 44. Always anticipating the Lord's mercy. Srila Gurudev said that the most important word in our vocabulary is what?
When.
Yes. When. When will that day come that I'll receive mercy, that with a humble heart I will set out to preach the mission of the Lord? Free from the bodily conception of life, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is beseeching. So how often do we anticipate the Lord's mercy? Always. Always anticipating the Lord's mercy. Not only when, like when will it come, but thinking it will surely come. That's an amazing stream of consciousness to have, always. Anticipating that it's surely going to come. Then 45, how can we remember that? Because there's four words, always anticipating Krishna's mercy. So to emphasize the four words, it's 44. Then 45, contemplating Sri Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Before we have In 43, we have hearing them. And then 45, we have contemplating them. Contemplating, meditating, remembering the descriptions, thinking about the qualities that I've already heard before. As Srila Gurudev said often, if we don't remember and contemplate and speak, then it evaporates. all the money that you spend to come here to my Harikatha, Gurudev says, it all, the benefit that you got, everything evaporates if right after class you immediately go, and hey, did you hear what happened with? Do you all know the example of the nine jewels of King, what's his name? He's the brother of the king who had the problem with the necklace in Way of Love. Anybody remember that? Starts with Rut, I forget. Anyway, his brother, he was also king, and he had nine jewels, nine counselors. So one day, this person, who looked like he was totally insane, with dreadlocks and naked and just looking insane, were carrying a skull under his armpit. And then he took the skull and he put it on the table. And he said to the king, I have a question for your jewel-like counselors. When this person was alive, was he intelligent or not intelligent? So all the counselors said, how can you tell if the person was intelligent or not intelligent after it's just the skull? So this avadut became fed up. He put the skull back under his arm, ready to walk out. He said, I thought this was an assembly of intelligent saints, Brahmins, but I see that I was wrong. So then the king said, well, wait a minute, just wait a few minutes. The best of my jewels, Kalidas, is coming. So then the avadut waited, Kalidas came in, and he asked the same question. Was he smart or foolish when he was alive? So Kalidas took, you know, those brooms, and he took one stick from the broom, and he stuck it in the ear, and it came out the other ear. He said he was foolish. So everybody said, how do you know he was foolish? So Kalidas said, if he was intelligent, then the straw would have gone in one ear, and then it would have taken a downturn and went down through his neck into his heart. But it didn't. It went in one ear and out the other. So contemplating Sri Krishna's name, form, qualities, etc. Then meditation means a deeper dhyan, smaranam and then dhyan, a deeper type of contemplation wherein distractions are less or none. Then servitorship, 47. Friendship, that's 48. 49, self-surrender. 47, 48, 49. Servitorship, friendship, and self-surrender, atma-samarpan. That means I'm giving my soul even. I have no other desire than the desire of Krishna. And at that time, the meditation that I'm doing becomes Jhuvanu Smriti and then finally Samadhi. I have no conception of the false reality of this world, but I'm fully absorbed in that actual reality of Krishna, Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, Subal and Saka, Subal, Sridham. Now this seven, servitorship, friendship, and surrender are also seven, eight, and nine of the nine limbs of bhakti. So we find within the 64, we find the nine, we find the five, we find the three, and the one. So these three, seven, eight, and nine are, 47, 48, and 49 are also 7, 8, and 9 of the nine limbs, most prominent of the 64. Actually, when we were in Los Angeles, Gurudev called on us to explain what is Bhajana Kriya. You know, there's Ado Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Tato Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means engaging in the limbs of bhajan. So he called on me, and I started talking about, you know, you first you go to Mangalarti, and then you do bhajans, and then you chant the rounds. He said, no, it's the 64 limbs, is Bhajana Kriya. He said it's the 9 processes of devotional service. And the 9 processes of devotional service is taking shelter of a bona fide guru there. Do you find it there? We don't find it externally. By knowing that the 9 limbs are the condensed form of the 64, then we know it's there and we can find it. We'll take it out of the 64 and apply it to the 9. Just like in 5, what are the 5 most important, prominent limbs of bhakti, which are called, what are they called? Panchanga bhakti. Panch, 5 anga limbs of bhakti, 5 most prominent. What are they? What?
Bhagavad Shravan.
What does that mean?
Hearing from
the
Bhagavans. Living Mathura or the Dhams. And worshipping the deity.
Okay, very good, 75%. Why did I say 75%? Because one of them is Sadhu Sangha, right? One of them is hearing from the pure devotee. 62, 63, 64, 61. 62 is Sadhu Sangha, which means association with bhaktas who are of the same mood as me, affectionate to me, and more advanced than me. What does that mean? It means the mood that I aspire for. Like I want to be a maidservant of Rupa Mandiri. The mood that I aspire for, he's an ocean of that mood. That's what it means that he's more advanced and affectionate. So, this Sadhu Sangha is not just one of the limbs, although it's mentioned as one. It's really Bhagavat Shravan, Shradhya Srimurti Sevana in Sadhu Sangha. Bhagavat Shravan, as you mentioned, from the Bhagavats in Sadhu Sangha. Nam Sankirtan, under the guidance of Sadhu Sangha. And Mathura Vas, living in the holy places, in the association of Sadhus, Sadhu Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha is there in all 5. So, number 50, offering one's own dear items to Krishna. What I like, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and then he went back to Shantipur, and he met with the devotees there, who came from Navadvip and other areas, and they all met in Shantipur to get their darshan with him before he's now moving to Puri. And he's even sitting in the lap of his mother. But of everybody, only one person couldn't come. And that was Vishnupriya. Why? Because she loved, her only fault was that she loved him the most. So real bhajan means to give up what you love the most. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also loved her the most. So offering one's own dear items to Krishna. Number 51. So 50 has a zero, which is shaped like an O, which is the first letter of offering. offering one's own most dear items to Krishna. Very dear items. Sorry? According to my qualification. Yeah. Like to me, the most dear thing to me is my mind. I just love hearing it speculate all day and inventing things. So if I would give it to Krishna, that would be the most dear. But I have to be advanced for that. But I can give him something else that I like that's dear to me, that's easier right now at my present level. 51. Incessantly performing activities for Krishna's pleasure. So this is Anushilanam. Incessantly. Oh, good. 51. One looks like an I. So that's incessantly. 50 looks like offering the things that I like the best. And 51 looks like incessantly engaging in activities for Krishna's pleasure. What's, you know what my favorite number is? 38. Remember what that is? Taking prasadam. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we come to 52. Full self-surrender unto Sri Krishna's lotus feet. What of self-surrender? Self-surrender is Sharanagati. And Sharanagati has six divisions of surrender, which we'll be discussing at length after doing the 64 items. Then Vijay Kumar asks, now can you elaborately explain the first one, which is Guru Parashraya, taking shelter of a bona fide guru, at which time Babaji Mahasaya starts talking about one can only do that if one has Sharanagati. So he's explaining the six limbs. You all know the six limbs of Sharanagati, right? Who can say?
Accepting what is favorable.
Loud?
Accepting what is favorable for Krishna.
Uh-huh. Accepting what is unfavorable. Uh-huh, louder.
Accepting him as our only protector and guardian. And humility, surrender.
Huh? Atmanipeksha. Surrendering everything, making my desire one with Krishna's. And thinking that I'm most fallen. It's very beautifully explained here. Let's see. I am very poor. This is for humility. I am very poor. He's my exclusive guardian. Exclusive. He's my protector, and I accept him as my exclusive guardian. I am very poor, wretched, and destitute, and my independent desire is not beneficial for me. See, that's why we have to think that we're fallen. Before, I'd only heard it that one should think that he's most fallen so that Krishna will have to take care of him, but it never made full sense. So here, now it makes full sense. I am, at least intellectually. And you know what Prabhupada Gurudev said about intellectual understanding? He said it's no understanding. I am very poor, wretched, and destitute, and therefore my independent desire is not beneficial for me. Thus, following Krishna's desire exclusively is beneficial for me in all ways. Because I'm so destitute, wretched, and poor that whatever I desire is going to be bad for me. So therefore, 52. There's two L's in full. So, 52 means full surrender. To what? To Krishna's lotus feet. 53 is very nice, serving Tulsi Devi. All right, okay, here we are. So 40, 41 through 53. Is anybody ready? What? Good. Can you number them too? Anybody can help her? Yeah.
53?
51. One. One looks like an eye.
Yeah.
Incessantly what?
Doing something.
Huh?
Incessantly engaging in practices for Krishna's enjoyment.
Okay, good.
52 is full self-surrender. 53 is honoring and worshiping Sri Tulsi Devi.
Okay, good. Thank you. Excellent. Yeah, it's good. You studied and then you contemplated and then you did kirtan of it. So 54, respecting Srimad Bhagavatam and other bhakti shastras. I had a godbrother and godsister, who husband and wife, and they were going on traveling book distribution in their van. So their van was full of books. And they asked Prabhupada, wrote to Prabhupada if they should take deities and do arti. So Prabhupada said, you can do arti to my books, because they are the swarup of Krishna, the heart of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is the heart of Krishna and Radha. In fact, other scriptures glorify Krishna, but none other is clear about Radha, so it's especially the Swarupa of Radharani, Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam means the beautiful story of Krishna and his devotees, which is bhakti, which is a manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So, respecting Srimad Bhagavatam and other bhakti shastras. How can we remember that? 54. Okay, it's five words. Respecting Srimad Bhagavatam and other bhakti shastras. Unless you can think of a better way, or just say it over and over again. Once during Kartik, Vishnu Daivata Maharaj was speaking at one of the holy places and saying so many verses. So I asked him after it, how'd you get so smart? He said, well, I travel an hour and a half every day in Bangalore from the farm to the city. And I just say the verses thousands of times over, and then it just becomes part of me. So it doesn't come without work. Prabhupada gave the example of the lion. And the lion was thinking, I am the king of the beasts. I shall lie here, and all the animals will come into my mouth. But who came? Nobody came. So Prabhupada said, even if you're the king of the beasts, you have to work. for what you want. So 55, hearing and singing the glories of Sri Hari's Dham and his appearance places, such as Mathura and circumambulating them. So 55 is here, this is all about the Dham. D-H-A-M-A, five letters. And it's 55, five letters in Dham. And it's all in relation to the Dham. Hearing and singing the glories of Hari's Dham and his appearance places, such as Mathura, and also circumambulating them. 56, serving the Vaishnavas. 57, celebrating the festivals related to Sri Krishna in gatherings of sadhus according to one's means. That means giving whatever you can to help facilitate a festival and then celebrating it. That's 57. Well, that's a lot. I think tomorrow we'll get up to the 64, because it's a lot of details. So now I'll ask you all to review up to 57, and then we'll continue the chapter, and then the next day go back and finish the 64, because it's a lot of just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So would anybody like to venture from the beginning? I know we're not going to get it 100% right, but as Prabhupada used to say, something is better than nothing. Huh? Well, you want to start us off with one or two? Okay, good, thanks. We see that those disciples of Gurudev who can just, you know, say a stream of verses and a stream of tattva, I've been living sometimes in the mutt for years in a row. So I see that, you know, in Mathura and in Vrindavan, and I see that they actually practice all the time. They're studying, and then they find places, find people to repeat it to. Like after Gurudev gives the class, then the next morning, they go to where Gurudev's giving class. Then the next morning in their own temple, they say the same class over. And then somebody wasn't in the class, so they go to that person's room and say the class again. Again and again and again. There's no other way than repeating, repeating, and thinking and thinking. When we're reading, suppose we're in the middle of reading something, I'm in the middle of reading this this list of 64 items. Then I go, "Oh Prabhu," or "Oh Didi, can I, do you have a minute?" As they're passing by, "Do you have a minute? I have to tell you something." And then I try to say it, and then I know where I'm off. And then they go on, and I go back to see what I missed. The only way is practice. Abhyasa Yoga Juktena. Stated in the Gita, yoga means practice. So, anybody would like to venture further?
Serving with faith.
I'm sorry? Three?
Serving with
faith. Right, serving with faith. Good. Four?
Following the path of
sadhus. Of good, outlined by sadhus. Very good. Six?
Five.
Sorry?
Five.
Thank you.
Inquiring?
Inquiring about the procedures of bhajan. Good. And about what is Bhagavad Dharma, Jiva Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, Prem Dharma. Number six. Good. Number seven. Huh?
Living in the
Dham. Good.
Near
the sacred rivers. Number eight.
Accepting what's required.
Good. Accepting only as much money as required to sustain my life. And nine. Everybody remembers nine. Huh? Nine is Nava. Nava Vida Bhakti. Or Ram Navami. Yeah. Respecting all the holy days, Ekadasi, Janmashtami, that are related to Hari. Number 10. I remember 10. Because I remember that amla is equal 10 oranges, one amla. So offering respect to the Amalaki tree and the Aswata tree, the banyan tree, and other sacred trees. Number 11. So those are the 10 preliminary items. And now we're going to the 10 forms of prohibition, which is 11. Louder.
Rejecting the association of people who are averse to Krishna.
Good. 12.
Many disciples, not accepting too many disciples.
Not accepting unqualified disciples. Gurudev said, he was telling my god brothers, that you have all these you'll have unqualified disciples and they'll create so much disturbance you won't be able to do any bhajan. You'll just be absorbed in their problems and quarrels and things. And then number 13. Shows you what a little studying that can do. What did you do? You went around all day while you were cleaning and folding laundry and just saying it over and over again?
Yeah, pretty much, and I told the girls last night.
Good. And Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj said, you know, I don't use all my verses. I know 10,000, maybe I'll use 2,000 or 3,000. And the way he learned was, whatever he was doing, if he was cooking or cleaning in the mud, he would learn verses at that time. Like you have your paper and, you know, you're making chapatis and you're learning verses. You're ironing and you put the book at one end and you learn the verse. And then 14. It doesn't exactly say mundane, but it could be. Don't read many books, and don't just invent some, speculative interpretation on the Shastras. That's 14. I don't know if it means spiritual or material. It just says books. We'd have to know the Hindi. Refrain from reading and reciting many books and making novel interpretations on Shastra. I can't say. Because there's nothing wrong with reading many books of Shastra. So I guess it means mundane. Then number 15, you said it before.
Don't be miserly.
Oh, yeah, don't be miserly. A rich person doesn't give any of his wealth, he just hoards it. So the richness that we have is this human form of life, and if I waste it on sense gratification, that's being miserly. Like Arjuna didn't want to kill his relatives on Krishna's order, so Krishna said, give up your miserly weakness. And then 16, even if you don't get the numbers exactly right, it's not so bad. If we can just remember them. Can anybody say what they are then?
Not being influenced by your emotions.
Emotions like lamentation. Should we disrespect the demigods because they're not God? And Lord Shiva, I mean, after all, Lord Shiva forgot Parvati and just ran after Mohini Murti and his clothes even fell off and he didn't care. So should we disrespect them? Turn it up? Because whatever Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma do, it's all just for instructing us. And it's in the internal potency. When Krishna kidnapped, when Brahma kidnapped Krishna's cows and coward boys, calves and coward boys, that was by Krishna's desire, so that he could become the son of so many mothers and the husband of so many gopis. So how about if you all would like to look at it tonight or tomorrow, and then I'll ask you, I don't want to torture you here. How about if you just look through it, browse through it, and then we'll just ask for a run through tomorrow. And plus we'll do the rest of the 64. So now, Vijay Kumar wants some details. So now we've got the list. Could you explain in further detail about Guru Padashraya? So Babaji Mahasaya explains, who is a qualified guru and who is a qualified disciple? A qualified disciple is one who has a pure character. That means he's free from impurities like anger, greed, pride. Not fully, otherwise he would be a guru. But his character is pure in that way. He's respectful to others. He doesn't hanker for respect to himself. And then what is the qualification of a real guru?